This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks, folks. We appreciate you. Glad you're there. And there's a lot of fake news out there these days. A lot of fake news. Buyer beware on a lot of the things that are reported. I was just looking during the break at a litany of things about the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearing. Washington Post, New York Times, everything. It's all slanted. It's all agenda-driven. So we appreciate the fact that you trust us, that you're here. Tell your friends and neighbors about it. We appreciate it very much. Covering everything from Colin Kaepernick to, Brett Kavanaugh and the president's visit to our great state of North Dakota on Friday. And much more. So, right now, Steve Moore is here. Steve is advisor to President Trump on many of the economic matters that have become a part of law. We're going to talk a little bit about trade today as well. And, of course, also just a great economist, great writer, great author, and a good friend of the program. Hello, Steve Moore. How are you?
Great to be with you, John.
Have you been entertaining yourself with the antics of the Democrats in the Senate Judiciary Committee at all this morning? Or?
Well, I've been watching a little bit of it. I see Kavanaugh. It's in front of the television cameras right now. But I thought what was more remarkable, actually, something that I've never really seen the likes of was the politicization of the McCain funeral, and then really turning a pretty solemn occasion, the passing of a great, great, great heroic American, and turning it into an anti-Trump rally was really outrageous. I think it was one of the lowest things I've ever seen in my life, and I was disgusted by it. I think most Americans should be.
Yeah, my phone over the weekend from listeners was full of references to the Wellstone memorial service. That was, of course, another famous political service.
I had forgotten about that, but that backfired on the Democrats, remember?
It did. Yeah, exactly.
Mondale lost that race. But look, I mean, it's just, it was putrid. I mean, I didn't always agree with John McCain. He was a friend of mine, and I'm honored to say that. We used to get in arguments all the time, but, he was a great hero at a time when America needs heroes. And, let me put it like this. If John McCain had cast the tie-breaking vote to repeal Obamacare, I don't think he would have seen the love affair, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And I even thought of that from all the people that were showering him with praise. Boy, I don't remember them saying those nice things about him when he was running against Barack Obama.
No, they didn't. I mean, they called him a class warrior, racist because he was for tax cuts and these kinds of things. So, I mean, they loved him when he lost, but they hated him when he won. And, it shows that these people have no, they're less really. And anything to, even by the way, the Washington Post, on the front page on Sunday said, the McCain funeral was turned into an anti-Trump rally. And they said that approvingly, of course. But, who does that?
No, you're absolutely right. No doubt about it.
By the way, they never mentioned the fact that he was steadfastly pro-life, right? Did you ever hear that said?
No.
They never said that. He had 100% pro-life rating. They never mentioned the fact that he voted for every tax cut ever. They never mentioned that. Did you hear him talk about that?
No, yeah, they kind of failed to mention that in their praise.
One of the stalwart anti-big government. He voted against all the pork barrel stuff. So, the stuff that we like about, McCain, and look, as I said, there are a lot of things I disagreed with him on. I was really disappointed when he voted to save Obamacare. But the fact is that, this was turned into a political election event, not to mourn a great, great American. It disgusts me. It really does.
So I've been thinking about you often when I see various economic stats. My latest example was when we revised the latest quarter from 4.1 to up to 4.2.
Well, thank you.
In the
way of the numbers for the third quarter? You seen the preliminary numbers?
No.
4.5.
Well, that can't be because it was going to be a fluke, right? It was going to be a fluke based on all those people. That's big news.
Remember all these people like Paul Krugman and, you know, Larry Summers and all the entire faculty at Harvard and Yale. But Trump can't get us to 3% growth. It's impossible. Well, he's got us to 4.5% growth. And, you know, you feel it all over the country. How's the economy there in North Dakota? I was there earlier in the year and things seem to be doing well. But everywhere I went this summer, you know, all you see is cranes going up, you know, new buildings, new factories, new, you know, new warehouses, new condo apartments. It's everywhere from Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon.
No, and there's a lot of that here as well. Obviously, there's a little understandable concern in the ag community about how these trade deals are going to shake out, and I want to talk a little bit about that today as well. But for the most part, and of course, the ag economy has been soft for a while, so they've been in a tough throw, and so it's a challenge that we're going to get through. But I am amazed when I ask the question, Steve. When I flat out just say, hey, whether it's, you know, cattle or corn, whatever you're peddling in the ag world, do you want Donald Trump to just cut a deal and be done? Or do you want, because he has said directly to Congressman Cramer and Senator Hovind last time he was here, which was in June, just tell everybody, tell the farmers, the longer we wait, the better the deal gets. The longer we wait, the better the deal gets. So if we can just have some patience and not blink, that we're going to be okay here. So, and I'm amazed, honestly, the vast majority of the ag community in our audience, they are 100% in agreement. They're 100% there.
And I find myself, you know, I have not always agreed with Donald Trump on his trade policies. And he knows that. And, you know, I consider Donald Trump, I'm honored to call him a friend as well. And, you know, as you know, I advised him, and I used to argue against some of his trade policies. But, boy, I mean, it's working. I mean, the deal he got with Mexico was much better than the deal we had previously with Mexico under NAFTA. I think we're going to get a very good deal with Canada. You know, he's tightening the screws on Canada now. They have very high, you know, tariffs on our dairy products and some of our other agriculture products. I think those are going to come down. And then I think they're going to get a deal with Europe. And I mean, it's just like dominoes. I think they're going to fall. And I'm with you. I think, this is a little short-term pain, right, for a lot of long-term gain.
Tell me a little bit about the zero tariff solution.
Well, this is the idea that, look, America has the best manufacturers, the best farmers and agriculture, land, and we have the most incredible the innovation that's going on in our and productivity in our agriculture sector. So my line to Donald Trump, and he generally agrees with this, if you create a level playing field, you know, where all the countries are playing by the same rules, and this is Trump's complaint about some of these trade deals. We have the deals, but they don't honor them, right? None of these countries really honor them, or they have not much higher, but they do. We're virtually the lowest tariff country in the world. And so, you know, Trump said he wants a level playing field. And what we've been saying is, why don't we get every country to, you know, cut their tariffs to zero? And that's a real level playing field. And since we already have lower tariffs than the other countries, we used to tell Trump that it'll advantage the United States. Well, he's picked up on that message. We might get a zero tariff, you know, solution with Europeans. The problem is, as you know, the French don't want to have zero tariffs on food because they don't want to have to import all of their food from the United States because our farmers are so productive. But, it looks like that's the direction this is going. And I don't know if we're going to get to zero, but we can get tariffs lower. And in the long run, that helps virtually all American industries.
So what kind of impact would that have if he was able to get more of those than not on the overall economy?
Well, first of all, the stock market would go through the roof. I mean, you know, the stock market would love to see, a new trade regime where every country is playing by the rules, where the United States has bigger export markets because other countries are lowering their tariffs. So I think it's very bullish for the American economy. And now, look, I don't know, Scott, when that's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen next week or next month or next year. You know, but it's coming because Trump, one thing about Donald Trump, I think, especially, you know, people in the, rugged Northwest really appreciate is that this is a president who doesn't back down. He does not retreat. I've never seen him retreat from anything. Have you?
No. No. Holds his ground.
You know, I don't know how long it's going to take, but he's going to win. I mean, I really feel confident he's going to win here.
Well, it's interesting. Wilbur Ross was here not long ago, and Was that last week already? I can't even keep track of. We've had so many cabinet secretaries here. It's been unbelievable. About one a week, and the president, here again on Friday. But Wilbur Ross was saying, one gentleman in the crowd said, hey, let the president know we're in it to win it. We're with you. Take the time to get this right. We're in it to win it. Wilbur Ross says to him, look, if that's the attitude, we will win. If we can get, the ag community to understand, that we know what we're doing here and we're going to get to a better deal and not have all the noise. Because, of course, I'm sure you realize, I mean, Heidi Heitkamp and the Democrats are just jumping up and down, scaring the living daylights out of people. The reckless trade policy of the president trying to label this as everything horrible. But I loved his line because he said, hey, in fact, I asked him, I said, well, what do you, when you talk about, rhetoric that's not helpful, what happens with it? He said, well, it's in every foreign capital while we're in the middle of negotiating, so it makes it tougher. Yeah, we're going to, hang on, Steve. We'll talk more after the break. Steve Moore is with us on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cocada, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner. High, it's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins, and I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. ACE promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too, 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Brett Kavanaugh might actually even get to talk at some point in these hearings with the Supreme Court's nominee, as soon as Dianne Feinstein is done talking about how worried she is about his record on guns, which would align with the vast majority of this audience, of course, not hers, and also, that she could arrange to get him to promise that there'd be more abortions. She'd been ballyhooing about that. gosh, it's amazing to me, ladies and gentlemen. It is just amazing. Anyway, that continues. We'll keep you posted. Let's continue our chat with Steve Moore from the Heritage Foundation, of course, advisor to President Trump on the economic plans that are treating America right now. And we're talking a little bit about trade here before the break. Bottom line, you know, I was glad Wilbur Ross basically said, okay, if you're going to be an opponent, you're going to help the opposition. And, you know, they're trying to use this politically to help the opposition and shows up in these foreign capitals. So I thought that was...
I think you're right about that. You know, I think, look, I mean, everybody has the right to disagree with policy, and you know, no question about it. But, you know, you do wonder, you know, when I do these debates on CNN and, oh, Trump's policies can't possibly succeed. It's, you know, it's destroying our farmers, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, you know, and then even like when it comes to China, I mean, here's a story that's not being reported. China's economy is in the tanks right now. You know, their stock market is down 20%. There's a lot of disinvestment in China. The leaders in Beijing are in a complete state of panic. You wouldn't know that from listening to the press. You know, I mean, they seem to be rooting for China in this, you know, trade war that we have with them. And so, you know, to me, I mean, China's the new Soviet Union. I mean, which side are you on?
It is really unbelievable. Now, do you think ultimately, because of what you just described as the situation in China, that they're in a position where they really need to do some deals with the United States where they maybe wouldn't have previously?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, China is, you know, first of all, they don't know how to deal with this guy, Trump. You know, they never had, because look, for the last 30 years, and I'm not saying this in a kind of condemning way, we've tried to nurture China along and tried to help grow their economy and move them away from communism. But, you know, in the last 5 years or so, Scott, they've moved in the wrong direction. You know, they're moving back more towards being militaristic. They are becoming more command and control. There's more human rights violations in China. They got rid of democratic elections. You may have seen that. So, you know, this is not a country that is moving towards freedom. They're moving away from it. And, you know, they have a plan, to China 2025, to take over all the strategic industries from the United States. Well, we got to realize we're in a battle here. And they are not a friend. They are an enemy. They're not an ally. They're an adversary. And, we need to treat them as such. And Trump is stepping up to the plate. And I think in the end of the day, look, China can't grow their economy if they don't have access to America's $10 trillion consumer market, right? I mean, so they need America more than we need them.
Absolutely. Corey in Minot has a question for the great Steve Moore on What's On Your Mind. Good friend in North Dakota, by the way. He comes out every time we ask, which is just wonderful. Been with the Lignite folks, been with the oil folks, been out here. Actually was on a drag line at the Freedom Mine, at North American Coal's mine there, and saw the coal thing up front. So we appreciate his interest in our great state of North Dakota. Corey in Minot, go ahead.
Hey, Steve. I just got a question, because if Trump wants to put the squeeze on Canada, how come there's nothing being done with either a tariff or whatever on them bringing their grain down here? As a farmer, I can't get rid of my grain. I still have my bins are full from last year, because our mills, our elevators, all that are being filled with Canadian grain. And now we just got told by the pea industry that they can go up into Canada and buy peas for $5.50 Canadian, and the Canadians are tickled pink about that. And it just totally crushed our pea market down here. We can't get rid of none of that stuff.
In my opinion,
if you want to put the squeeze on them, make them not be able to sell their stuff down here so easily.
Well, look, yeah. I do want a kind of open border between the United States and Canada. I think that's a good thing. But the problem I have is that, you know, while they're selling their grain here, they're not allowing us to sell our dairy products and many corn and a lot of other products to them without tariffs. So it is not a level playing field. They're not playing by the rules, and that has to stop. And, you know, Trump is standing up to them. He's standing toe-to-toe to them. And I think Canada, at the end of the day, blinks here. And I think they're going to make real concessions. The United States will improve our exports to Canada and help America's farmers, including the farmers in North Dakota. Now, I don't know about the grain situation. You know a lot more about that than I do, so I don't know if I can really comment on that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying is they can just freely bring their stuff down here. Not, and I understand what you're saying, the argument there.
It's a one-way street,
my
though.
Opinion
that's
is,
the point. It's a one-way
right.
street.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. But that's what I'm yeah. saying. Why don't we put a squeeze on them bringing their stuff down here right now to get this trade agreement straightened out? Because right now they really don't care about it because they can come here. We can't go there.
Got it.
I guess that's my question is why isn't there a squeeze being put on this? Because, like I said, I've got 2 years' worth of crop now. I can't get rid of it. I raised some specialty stuff. I can't get rid of it because the elevator is filled with Canadian grain.
I don't know, my friend. I think these kinds of problems are going to get solved in the months ahead, if not the weeks ahead.
Let's do it. Here's one last thing I want to ask you a little bit about. If Donald Trump gets, you know, three-quarters of the bite at the apple that he's looking to do on trade, we're obviously seeing already the results of the economic plans, the regulatory reduction and everything else, 4.2, 4.5% growth. What I wish people understood is that growth rate is essential to reducing the debt, right? Yeah. Without that growth rate, we already have Donald Trump at an average of double what Obama and Bush had, so he's already clicking. But if he does the trade deal and these things keep working, what kind of numbers are we going to be looking at for a growth rate?
Well, look, I think we could see another 3 or 4 or 5 quarters of 4% growth, and especially if the trade deals get done in the way that we all hope they do, in ways that advantage the United States, and so. Look, we're firing on all cylinders. I mean, I think the problem right now for keeping the growth rate as high as it is, frankly, Scott, is finding the workers. You know, I think it's true in North Dakota, but it's true all over the country now. We don't have enough skilled workers to fill all the jobs there are. So if we run out of, skilled workers, that may, lead to factories being sent overseas. But we got to get everybody in the workforce. Everybody's got to contribute.
Absolutely. Fascinating conversation, as always. We're going to watch these trade discussions play out. We're going to look for a new number on economic growth, and we're going to be thinking about you and Larry Kudlow and all the folks that have the ear of the president on the economy, and I'm so glad he's listening. So thanks for the time, Steve. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great week.
You bet. Take care. Love those conversations with our friend Steve Moore, that's for sure. Hey, Governor Doug Burgum is going to join us in a moment. We're going to talk a little bit about workforce. I haven't mentioned that until now. There's a new workforce survey that's out. A lot of people took the survey. They crunched all the numbers. What did it tell us? Workforce is probably the single biggest thing that could stunt the economic growth of North Dakota overall long term. You know what I mean? Because if you have an available job and you can't put somebody in that job, so what do we do to make sure we're not stunting our growth from a lack of a workforce? We're going to talk about that with Governor Burgum when we come back. Update on these hearings, too, with Judge Kavanaugh, so stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tandy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh has begun on Capitol Hill, but gets off to a rocky start. First, several protesters had to be ejected from the hearing room. And then Democrats began efforts to delay the proceedings, claiming Republicans are withholding documents on Kavanaugh's background.
I welcome everyone to this confirmation hearing on the nomination of
Mr. Chairman.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Mr. Chairman.
To serve as Associate Justice.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized for a question before we proceed.
Tropical Storm Gordon continues to close in on the coasts of Louisiana, Alabama, and Florida's panhandle, currently with winds of about 65 miles an hour, but expected to grow to a hurricane by the end of today. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
On What's On Your Mind. Looking forward to that. Always a great time. We just pretty much live out there the whole time. And we also have golf carts. And they are very nice for giving you rides from one part of the fairgrounds to the other part of the fairgrounds. So remember that. Look for us on the golf carts. Happily take you wherever you need to go. We'll be at the Butler Machinery location. And that famous spot there that is, I guess, in the, let's see here. That would be the northeast one corner. Is that right? I'm trying to get my bearing straight on where that is. But you know where it is. They've been there for a long time. So it's actually southeast corner. Intelligent Ag, Insight RPV Services, Ad Farm. North Dakota Farm Bureau, Plains Ag, Haugen Sales and Leasing, D-Bar, P. Bumpers, and Pipers, all of our fine sponsors. That is September 11th, 12th, and 13th. We'll see you at Big Iron. Should be a grand time. Governor Doug Burgum joins us on the Newsmaker line today. Hello, Governor. How are you?
Morning, Scott. Great to be with you.
You as well, and a lot going on. Always is, but we chatted with your lovely wife last week about Recovery Reinvented, and I know there's some other events on the calendar, and just a whole lot happening in North Dakota. A president visiting again on Friday. My gosh, does it feel like it's busy times?
Well, every week there's great things happening in North Dakota, and this week's no different.
Yeah, no kidding. You're pretty much getting to be first name basis with the president now, right? You can just go to Don and Doug kind of deal. With as many times as you've been.
Well, between the vice president, the president, and his cabinet, it's unprecedented the number of trips they've made to North Dakota. And tell you the opportunity to build relationships across all kinds of issues, whether it's ag, whether it's energy, whether it's economic development. It's been an incredible opportunity for Lieutenant Governor and myself, and also with Catherine, the First Lady, building her relationship with the White House relative to the important topics we're going to be talking about tomorrow at Recovery Reinvented.
Yeah, that's great. And, you, of course, have been invited to the White House for a number of meetings and gatherings there as well, plus the times they've been out here. It's hard to even fathom how much attention North Dakota has gotten through all this, and it really is. It's pretty significant. It's pretty amazing, and a lot could be done with that. And you've always told me that when you go to those meetings, as someone that's been in a whole lot of meetings in your business career and now political career, they are not anything other than high test. Let's get some stuff done, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, recent example was, I guess it was probably not even 3 weeks ago when we were, North Dakota was invited along with, four other states, the governors to come meet with the president, meet with Jared Kushner to talk about prison reform. Meeting was supposed to be, an hour long, ended up being 2 hours long. The president was there for the entire time. And that second hour, when they got through the formal parts of it, my best guess was he asked over 50 questions in 1 hour, trying to dig deep on this topic of what we could do with everything related to prison reform and addiction and all the money that we spend in the U.S. so ineffectively on prisons. And, you know, and particularly at a time right now when we've got a shortage, in the workforce, you know, taking people that are able-bodied, people that are working that might have had a nonviolent drug offense, we take them out of the workforce. They're not earning a wage. They're not paying any taxes. And then we're spending, you know, in North Dakota, it's $41,000 a year. And so it just makes no economic sense. It's not making anybody safer, and it's not making them better neighbors when they come out. So it was just fascinating to see. Really felt like a business meeting, didn't feel like a political meeting. It wasn't about messaging. It wasn't about polling. It was about what can we do to try to solve a problem. And that's just really, really fun to see people digging in. And the other governors that were there, Republicans or and Democrats, were states that were doing cutting edge stuff on prison reform. And it was fun that North Dakota was included in the top five of states that they wanted to visit with about innovative things that we're doing here in North Dakota.
Wow. How many questions did you say he asked?
Well, I think it was more than 50 in 1 hour because, you know, sometimes they come back to back, bang, bang, two questions right in a row. And, you know, someone might talk for 60 seconds and then he's asking another drill down question. So, I mean, it was, I don't want to say firing squad, but it was, it was a great meeting. It was a high energy meeting with lots and lots of, listen the first hour and ask a bunch of questions the second hour. And that was, just fun to see, but not the first time I've had a chance to see that in these meetings. The meetings we're going into aren't really about there's not even really a photo op. It's not about signing a bill. This is like, come because we want to have governors, in the room around the table talking about issues that we can try to solve. And they knew that the states were, further ahead than the federal government. In federal government, the federal prison system has got enormous issues. They're way behind a number of the states in terms of how they operate, how they manage, and their costs. And so he was really trying to say, what can we learn from the states to try to make the federal government better? And how refreshing to have an administration with every one of these cabinet visits, they understand that the states created the federal government, not the other way around. And they not only want state input, they're trying to delegate responsibility and control back to the states. And that's just a fantastic thing because we know in North Dakota we can figure out a way to get it done, whether it's growing our economy, protecting the environment, being smart about how we manage addiction and recovery and our prison system. If we've got the autonomy to do it here at a state level, we're going to figure out a smart way to do it. It's just what North Dakotans do.
Wow. And do you think the president and Jared Kushner, who I know is very passionate about this prison reform issue as well, do they see it as a workforce issue? Are they tying it to workforce like you are?
It's absolutely one of the things, because when you take someone who's had a, nonviolent low level offense, you know, when they're 19 years old, and they end up with a felony, then you're effectively in many ways blocked from the workforce. And you can't find a place to live. You can't find a job. And then what do? You end up back in the system again. And so, you know, one of the areas where we, basically have got built in discrimination is anybody who's ever had a felony. And of course, I know you say the word and you say, hey, you know, felonies, he's a felon, she's a felon, kind of thing. But understand that from the time that I was a kid versus today, there's about 40% more crimes, even in North Dakota, that are felonies now that used to be misdemeanors. And, you know, when we think about, this is sort of one bill at a time over 30 years where we like, hey, this was a horrible thing. It shouldn't happen. Let's make it a felony. Everybody votes yes. We upgrade the thing. Maybe at the time it seems like the right decision, but in aggregate, when you keep moving in that direction, we've basically created a system where we we create a way to officially discriminate against people the rest of their lives. I mean, you know, a guy in Bismarck that was up with a, you know, parole board, you know, who's, you know, wants to coach his son's baseball team. And this guy hasn't, you know, has been a working contributing citizen for 20 plus years for something that happened when he was 19 years old. But we're still discriminating against that individual who paid his debt to society, by the way, when he served. So it's a, you know, it is something we have to look at. We have to look at the sort of non-traditional populations when we're trying to solve our workforce issue. We, you know, we just got done with a survey that we did, statewide survey of employers, to try to get a deeper understanding about the workforce challenges. And, of course, you know that workforce is one of the three pillars of the Main Street Initiative. And it's, you know, the single biggest barrier, the survey says, single biggest barrier to economic growth in North Dakota. I mean, we would be growing faster right now if we didn't have these issues. I think officially we've got about 14,300 jobs available in North Dakota. My estimate and Lieutenant Governor Sanford's estimate from talking to employers, which we do every week, and asking them, you know, how many jobs do you have open versus how many do you have posted? A lot of people might only have one job posted, but they've got 10 open, or they've got, you know, 100 openings and they have 10 jobs posted. Conservatively, I think the number is double versus what's posted on the job boards. I mean, I think there's over 30,000 jobs available in North Dakota, and we know the private sector doesn't post a job unless they think they can sell more, make more, earn more if they fill that position versus they don't. And the survey, you know, comes back and says that, you know, the, you know, 28% of the job openings in North Dakota are going unfilled for longer than 3 months. And then, of course, people say, we, you know, we've got an issue in the workforce. They have the right skills. 75% of the people in the of the hiring managers don't have any formal training budget to train people if they do hire them. So if they can't find the person with the right skills, the job goes unfilled. And so, and we're competing against the whole nation. We have historic low unemployment. We're going to have low unemployment for another decade or more, with baby boomers retiring at a faster rate than millennials are coming into the workforce. And so we're going to have low unemployment. So in North Dakota, we're competing against every other state for talent. So we've got to make sure that we've got the right policies in place and the right programs in place to make sure that we're competitive in attracting and retaining talent in North Dakota to keep our economy growing.
So as you look at that survey, was there anything just popped off the stats there that surprised you at all?
Well, I think that what was not a surprise, but it was great to get a confirmation that workforce is the single biggest barrier to North Dakota's economic growth, because then it tells us this is what we've got to do. You know, back in the 1980s and 90s, when all the young people were leaving the state, it was like jobs, jobs, jobs. We need to create jobs. Well, now we've got the jobs. We don't have the people. So now it's got to be workforce, workforce, workforce is the mantra that we have to be in. And whether that's, you know, retaining kids out of high school, retaining kids out of college, rethinking how we think about K-12 with CTE, rethinking the governance of the higher ed system, rethinking our occupational licensing approach. I mean, you know, we're in a state, we've got more than 80 licensed occupations in North Dakota that are governed by 60 boards, agencies, and commissions. And this is something that I know the legislature's looking at. We want to be looking at with them. We've got a cross-agency team that was awarded a $450,000 grant from the Department of Labor to study it with the goal of removing these unnecessary barriers. And it's a you know, three-year study, and the early work's going to focus on the high demand, because some of the high demand positions, whether that's you know, think of the healthcare fields, these are all things that have licensed they have licensed occupancy boards. And if we've got a trailing spouse, if we've got a military person coming to North Dakota and their spouse comes and they worked as, say, a nurse in another state, but they can't work here, but they got 20 years of experience, you know, we have to look hard and take action fast. I mean, some of those licensing boards, you know, almost are a form of protectionism, which...
very interesting point. Hold that thought, Governor, if you would. We'll continue with more of our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Scott Hinnon. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info at MineralTracker.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
We're back at Big Iron this year, September 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Butler Machinery location. Stop by and say hi. Our special broadcast brought to you by Intelligent Ag, Inside RPD Services, Ag Farm, North Dakota Farm Bureau, Plains Ag, Haugen Sales and Leasing, BRB Bumpers, and Pipers. Join us at Big Iron all 3 days live with What's on Your Mind, North Dakota's most listened to radio talk show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, my friends at the Lazy J Ranch. That's the Dakota Lazy J Ranch. Actually, it's a wonderful family that is raising some beef, grass-finished beef, okay? Meaning they don't have anything. These cattle don't have anything but grass, beginning to end. So it really is all about healthy environments. And cattle thrive in that, and they're grazing on highly nutritious grasses and never receive any added hormones or antibiotics. And By the way, they say, and I've not heard anybody refute this, it tastes great as well. So tastes great and good for you. Get the omega-3 oils to coat your nervous system, which works good. And right now you can buy, you know, as much or as little of that side of beef as you want. How about the whole thing? Actually, it's delivered to a butcher shop near you. So call them at 605-524-3472. 605-524-3472. Or find them on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch and get that arranged and start eating. Beef, it's what for dinner. 10 before the top of the hour, continuing our conversation now with Governor Doug Burgum, talking a little bit about workforce issues today. And if you have a question or comment, welcome at 800-228-0550 today on the program as well, 800-228-0550. So take me a few steps ahead. You have a workforce survey, obviously, that employers have contributed to. You've got an apparatus that ultimately is crunching these numbers and looking at all this. If we go 4 years from now, 6 years from now, just look down the road, what do you want all of this effort to ultimately produce?
Well, what we want to do, we want to be in a position where we've got the best trained, best qualified, and best available supply of workforce in the country relative to other states. And like I said, it's going to be a whole approach. It's private sector and public sector, but when we could look at the billions we spend on K-12 and what we spend on higher education, and then you know, people graduate and then they go to work in the workforce, and then all of a sudden you got 21st century jobs, and then companies have to start spending the kind of money they spend nationally. It's billions as well that companies are spending trying to train workforce. I mean, wouldn't it be great if we were in a situation where we're together producing a system that delivers the kind of qualified, educated workforce? It wouldn't be great if when a kid graduated from college, you know, they had a job and they had less student debt. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't if they had the skills to allow them to be competitive in this new environment? Because we have to also think about in the world that we're going into, it's just a world of automation. There's a lot of jobs that are available today that in 10 years will be gone. Okay, I mean, because if we think about think about what's happened in agriculture in the last 100 years and the number of ag jobs that have gone away, even as our farmers have become more productive and more effective and some of the most technologically advanced and most productive farmers and ranchers in the world right here in North Dakota, those jobs have gone away. But then there's new ones that have come up. I mean, we're with the Secretary Chow and Secretary Acosta from Transportation, which runs FAA, and then Secretary Acosta from Labor. You know, they said 2 years ago there wasn't even a job classification in the United States for unmanned aerial systems pilots, and now there's 150,000 jobs in that category. So we've got to make sure that we've got an education, a workforce training system in our state that keeps up with the rapid change in employment so that we've got the people we need, and we've got to do it in a way that's cost effective, and we have to do it in a way so that families want to move to North Dakota and work and live and work here. I mean, it was when Brent and I were up in Williston, we were at Train ND. There was a company there that was paying 100% of people's tuition to go through a CDL course. And one of the guys there was from Florida, and he said, I'm moving here and I'm bringing my three kids here because if I live in Williams County, my kids are going to get to go to Williston State College tuition free. Well, all of a sudden now we got a family that's moved here. Those kids are in high school. They're potential part of the workforce. We have to think about it holistically versus we just want people coming up here seasonally, either for ag or short-term for energy. We've got to create communities that people want to live in, get families to move here, and then deliver the workforce training that allows them to have great careers and great lives.
Based on what you've seen so far in your effort to reinvent government and take this on head-on, do you think what you just described, of wanting to see happen, which is an enormous undertaking, but obviously could be extremely effective as well, do you think it's do you have the buy-in you need? Is everybody behind you?
Well, there's in any organization, doesn't matter, private sector, public sector, there's people that are supportive of transformational change. They see the vision, they want to make it happen, and they're doing everything they can. fighting right alongside you. And then you've also got other people that may have, for whatever reason, either incentives or whatever point they are in their life or career where they're like, you know, change is hard. And change is hard on humans. It's one of the things that is just a fact of life. And so we have to, you know, think through, you know, how do we make sure we get the right kind of buy-in to get everybody on board and move it forward. But like I said, we're not about ideology. We're about, you know, we're about what's the best, you know, get the best idea in the room, get the data in the room, come up with the best solutions and do things that are smart for taxpayers. And I think if we keep doing that, we're going to have the support we need to continue to drive change. But this is a long-term challenge that we're talking about.
It sure is.
You know, in some cases, institutions have been around for, you know, 100-plus years.
Governor, thanks so much for the time. Tomorrow, Recovery Reinvented. Folks, check it out. They have a Facebook page. Out of time for today. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make and, more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.